Poor deluded hierarchs. I think a decent case can be made that hierarchs are really crazy, that hierarchy constitutes a mental illness. To prove that, all we have to do is tie together some of the things I talked about in previous segments, like pieces in a hierarch crazy puzzle. Let's start with the right to rule. This right to rule is a necessary component to hierarchy. If rulers do not possess some claimed right to rule, the rest of us have no duty to obey. But as we all know, this imaginary right to rule has no rational basis. And so the very cornerstone at the foundation of hierarchy is as real as magical beans and fairy dust. That means there's a big fat delusion. That's the basis of the hierarch myth. Hierarchs are operating under a belief system that's contradictory to reality, as real as Santa Claus, the Easter Bunny, or compassionate conservatives. Delusion, a symptom of mental illness. So there's that. More recently, I talked about freedom, the absence of external regulation. Since freedom and external regulation are opposites, and since governments are external regulators, freedom and government are opposites. Where there's freedom, there's an absence of government, and where there's government, there's an absence of freedom. This is a simple, irrefutable truism. And yet hierarchs, who we already established are delusional, operate from a false belief that government does the exact opposite of what government does. They believe that government, the opposing force to freedom, protects freedom. To believe government protects and defends freedom is to believe that coyotes protect and defend the hen house. So we put these things together, and hierarchs are delusional people who believe that rulers have a right to rule, which is as real as magical beans and fairy dust, and that they exercise that right to rule to do the exact opposite of what governments really do. And that means we're dealing with a complex delusional construct. But there's more to it. Hierarchs also believe the existence of rulers to be necessary, since humans are stupid and selfish and foolish. They irrationally believe that life is better if we submit ourselves to be ruled by stupid, selfish foolish.
This call is originating from an Ohio correctional facility and may be recorded and monitored.
That's more than utopian. It's delusional. So taken all together, the delusion we call hierarchy holds that we are all better off being ruled by stupid, selfish, foolish people who claim some right to rule that doesn't really exist, so that government can do the exact opposite of what government provably exists to do. And the mentally ill people who accept this pathology really believe that there's no better way to live. These folks really drank the Kool-Aid. They defend the supremacy of their delusional construct, despite the thousands of years of hierarchy's consistent failure to ever live up to its promises, to ever work as advertised. In the realm of social and political organization, hierarchy is the equivalent to the Sea Monkeys ad that you see in the back of a comic. Hierarchy is such a powerful delusion, though. Hierarchs are completely unable to see the world as it is. They view everything through the lens of this irrational construct. That's why they look at 8,000 years of greater and greater devastation and calamity as progress. For the delusional and the irrational, hierarchy's abysmal failures everywhere, leading to toxic air, toxic water, toxic land, acceleration of mass extinction, and the demonstrable increase of human immiseration and suffering, somehow proves the success of hierarchy. Yes, to the Looney Tunes, failure is an indication of success. Hierarchs are so mentally ill that they cannot so much as entertain the idea that maybe, just maybe, the worst possible thing that ever happened in the history of ever just might not be all that in a bag of chips. Despite the catalog of misery in front of their noses, these Kool-Aid drinkers are still convinced that the solution to the problem is more Kool-Aid. Taken together, this is a pathology, a mental illness. And not only are hierarchs crazy, but they are the most brutal and intolerant crazies in the whole history of irrationality. If you so much as question any component of their pathology, if you present a rational objection to their collection of magical beans, these whack jobs will destroy you. They will criminalize you, toss you into a gang, diagnose you with a mental illness, put you on no-fly lists, and maybe even kill you. They will apply all the pressures that their delusional construct brings to bear in order to force you to drink their Kool-Aid. Their blind and militant adherence to the irrational program at all costs, even at the price of complete omnicide, reminds me of their prior treatment of a couple of famous dead guys. Galileo and Copernicus had the audacity to challenge long-held assumptions that were integral to the hierarch's myth. These two intellectual rebels claimed that the Earth was round and that the Earth revolved around the Sun. Implications of their rebel ideas called into question the reality of the hierarch God that the hierarch high priests had manufactured. They were both criminalized, labeled as gang members, diagnosed as demon-possessed, and put on the no-wagon list. Facing the very real possibility of being burned at the stake, they recanted their offensive claims, rejoining the flat earthers at sword point. Delusional hierarchs don't burn you at the stake anymore. They now extend the torture out over a longer duration of time. But the same irrational madmen still run the asylum, and the asylum has gone global. Well, the flat earth variety of global anyway. This is anarchist prisoner Sean Swain from the Southern Ohio Correctional Facility in Lucasville. If you're listening, don't drink the Kool-Aid.
You can write to Sean Swain at his new address at seanswain243-205, P.O. Box 45699, 1724 State Route, number 728, Lucasville, Ohio, 45699. To read some of Sean's writing and learn more about his case, check out seanswain.org.